Okay, today's daf is Tainis daf Chaf Vav, as we finish up the third parak and get into the fourth and final parak of our Masechta. We will start with the two dots on the bottom of Chaf Hema Beis, the last skinny line. So this is an expansion now of the Mishnah that we had. Remember, this parak had the Mishnayos at the, all of these parakim had the Mishnah, all the Mishnayos of the parak. At the beginning of the parak, we had the Mishnayos on Yud Ches Mabez going over to Chafam and Aleph. That was all the Mishnayos of the parak. And at the end of that discussion on Daf Yud Tes Amin Aleph, we even had a part of the Mishnah that was in parentheses, partially, but there it spoke about what happens if they were planning a fast and it started to rain. What is the cutoff to know whether they that one has to keep fasting or not? So says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan Haymas An V'yard Elohim Gishamim Kodem Anetz Lachama. If the rain came before Nates, before sunrise, Lo Yashlimu, then they don't have to be mashla. They hardly fasted, or they didn't even fast yet. So Lo Yashlimu, Achar Anetz Lachama Yashlimu. The Rabbi Meir, says the key time is Nates. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kodem Chatzos Lo Yashlimu, La Achar Chatzos Yashlimu. The key time is Chatzos. Second opinion. Third opinion, Rabbi Yossi Omer Kodim Dalad Sha'os Lo Yashlimu. 9 hours, Lo Yashlimu, that's the key, Lachar Dalad, it's Teshos. Kodim Teshos Lo Yashlimu, Lachar Teshos Yashlimu. Why? Shkimatino Ba'achav Melech Yisrael, Shisana Mitesha Shos Vilamala, that he fasted from 9 hours, and it was Nechshava fast. Shneamar Haraisa, Kinichna Achav Agomer. So, three different opinions. Why would it be, what's the svara to say that if it's just because I started fasting, but if I'm fasting for a tzara, but if the tzara is over, if it starts fasting, if it starts raining, so why should it make a difference? Why should I have to continue with the fast, you know, just because it didn't rain until I started? So the Rambam, interestingly, adds in one line. Rambam adds in one line when he quotes his Gemara and says, a person should keep fasting if it started in the middle. The Rambam says, once you kept a day b'kedusha, you should keep it b'kedusha. He adds in the word b'kedusha. What does kedusha mean? It doesn't mean isser malacha. There's no isser malacha here. There's no, it's not a yantif. But the Rambam assumes that once there's a chalos shem tainus, once I view it in a certain way, a day of tshuva, a day of his orus, that itself gives a kedusha, not in the formal sense, but in a more flexible definition of how I look at a day of kedusha, and therefore, once you've started it that way, it's appropriate that it's labeled this way, it should be labeled this way. Remember, we discussed this back on Daf Yud in terms of a yachid. If a yachid, is fasting or doing taking upon themselves other behaviors for a chola, and the chola in either direction, either the chola gets better, or Rashi as there the chola, you know, didn't make it, or some other type of sara. So the Gemara there also said the same idea in terms of continuing. Mishaimis ana al hatzara va'avra al hachola v'nisrapa. The Gemara said on Daf Yud, hareze misane umashlim. I have to finish because that is once I take upon myself a certain nature of a day. So then, even if the reason is not there anymore, I still continue. So here you have the three different opinions. What is the key moment of the day? Is it Nates? Is it Chatzos? Or is it 9 hours? Fourth line. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya Gazer Taneisav Yardalam Gishamim La'achar Aneisachamar. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya was Gazer Taneis and it started raining after. Savar La'ash Luminu. He thought that we would paskin like one of the other opinions. You have to be mashlim. Omale Rabbi Ami Kodem Chatzos Ova'achar Chatzos Shaninu. No, the key time is Chatzos. And therefore it's before Chatzos. You do not have to continue the fast. And therefore one could stop now. One could eat now. Shmuel HaKatan Gozer Ta'anisa. Shmuel HaKadam was Gozer Ta'anis. V'yardu lehem gishamim kodem ha'Neitzachama. And it started raining before Neitzachama. Shmuel HaKadam is famous for V'la Malshinim. As the Gemara tells us in Brachas and in Meseches Megillah, that he, Dafka, was the one that made V'la Malshinim. They were looking around, if you remember, and they couldn't find somebody to write V'la Malshinim. Bracha number 19. And finally, they said their eyes settled on Shmuel HaKatan, and he was the only one that could write it. The Mefarshim are wonder there. Now, why dafka him? It's so hard to write V'la Malshinim. Right? All of Chazal, they all had Ruach HaKodesh and abilities to write all the other brachas. Why was V'la Malshinim so difficult? So the Ma'ali Musar explained that he was the one that always said in Pirkei Avos, "Ben follow Yivchal Al Tismach." that we're not supposed to rejoice at the downfall of our enemies. So only he, we could be sure, will have totally lishma kavanas when he writes v'lam al shinim, because this is what he was wont to say. This is what he always, what he believed in. And therefore, he was the one that had to write the bracha, because he was the only one that could do it lishma. Right? That's what the Rav Shechter quotes in Ve'ikvei Atzon, Shemisaknei takanos mechudashos, tzrichim tamid la'asos chidish takanoseyam ach lishma. Even takanos chazal have to be with pure intentions, not to, be anti any other sect in Judaism, even if there are v'lam al shinim. If as has to be l'shem shemayim, u'b'nisuach perchas aminim chashashu, shemi yisakin echer min achachamim im p'niyah atzmes, u'salek me'alav tzaras aminim, v'lachin hutzuch shmu al hakatan, sheyetam in margal b'fumei lomar, b'tfolo yivchal tismach, v'lo hais v'lo shum p'niyah atzmes, b'shar shetikein nusach bracha zu. That's why Dafka Shmuel HaKatan was the one. So he was famous for his v'lam al shinim addition to the Shmona Esrei. So here, he was Gozer HaTainis, and it started raining before sunrise. Kisvurin ha'am lomar shivcho shel tzibur hu. So everybody thought, wow, what an amazing tzibur. They were going to fast. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so happy with us. He made it fast, made it rain even before the sunrise. Therefore, we wouldn't have to fast. Amar lahem, Shmuel HaKadosh said, no, not so fast. Emshalachem mashal, let me give you a mashal. Ma'adav erdome, le'eved shemevakish pras me'rabo. To a servant that wants to go ask from his master something. Amar lahem, tenulo v'al eshma bakolo. So he says to them, he says to his servant, let's say a balabas or someone, one of the subjects is coming to see the king, and the king's like, you know what, I don't want to deal with him. Just give him what he wants even before he comes here. I don't want to have to meet with him. He tells the servant, go out to the courtyard. I see he's coming. Just give him what he wants even before he comes. Tenulo v'al eshma bakolo. So Shmuel HaKadosh says, that's what happened there. Hashem wasn't interested in our tefillas, in our tainus. Right? He says, give it before they come. So Shmuel HaKadosh says, we shouldn't be patting ourselves on the back so much. Shuv, Shmuel HaKadosh gozer tanesa. Another time he was gozer tainus. V'yardulav gishamim la'achar shkias hachama. They fasted the entire day. They went through the entire tainus. And only after shkia did it rain. Kisvurim ha'am lomar shivcho shol tziborhu. So now they said, okay, this is great. Right, Hashem wanted to hear our tefillos, and he waited to listen to the whole day of our tefillos, and now he says, now he's going to bring the rain. So Amalam Shmuel, lo shevach shol tziborhu. He says, just the opposite, no. Ela emshol lechem mashal. Let me explain. To an Evan that's asking something from the master. And the master says, you know what, I want him to be bitsaris. I want the subject to really feel bad and suffer. And only after they suffer, so that's when I will give him what they want. Meaning, whatever they said, Shmuel HaKadosh thought of a way to say that maybe it's not so great. The Hakosev in the Ein Yaakov says, Chasidim are never machzik tova la'atzman. They always are worried that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have the greatest kavanas in mind, and therefore, no matter what happened here, opposite events happened, Shmuel HaKadosh still said, we shouldn't think of ourselves as so great, we should still focus and do tshuva. Well, the Shmuel HaKatan Shifcha Shal Tzibur Hechi Dami, is there ever a time that even according to Shmuel HaKatan, one would be able to say, Hashem is okay with our actions? Omar, he says that this is what happens, as we had earlier, Mashiv Aruach Vanashav Zikif, if you say the words Mashiv Aruach and the wind picks up, Omar Marat Agashem Vasa Mitra, and then you say the rain comes down and the starts raining. So if Dafka, that is what occurs, then you could say, so medactic, so then you could say it is Shevach Shel Tzibur. But other than that, one wouldn't. This isn't a Raya Mechrachas, but it is interesting that the times for the day of the Tainus, right, the key time in the Mishnah about Neitz, so the key time at the end, when did it start raining, Shkia, is sunrise and sunset. Right, there is a major machlokas achronim. How do we calculate the day in general? We know halachically the day really, really starts at amud hashachar, at dawn. The earliest time that I could do most mitzvahs hayom is dawn, excluding tzitzis and tefillin, because those have to do with re'iyah, as we know based on Mishayakir. because both of those mitzvahs, Rabbeinu Yonah describes in Maseches Brachos, have to do with Re'iyah. Tzitzis has U'Re'isem Oso, U'Zachartem, and Tefillin, the Gemara says in Brachos, based on the Pasuk in Kisavo, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yaru Mimecha, Elu Tefillin Sheberosh, the Gemara of Rabbi Elazar HaGadol says. So that is why both of them have to do with Re'iyah, right? Otherwise, it's an interesting question. Why, if, out of all the mitzvahs Hayom, that you have to do during the day, Megillah and Hallel and Tefillah, why did Dafka these two have a separate time period, Misha Yakir? The answer is, Rabbeinu Yonah says, because both of those have to do with Re'iyah. So the, really, the day starts with dawn, and one goes all the way, the last time that one keeps Shabbos, L'chumra, because of an Isser Skilis or Malacha, is Tseis. But really, halachically, how do we calculate the day? When we try to figure out Shavuos Manios, how do we calculate? We split the day up into 12 equal parts, as we know, and each part is a halachic hour. So where do we start from, where do we end? So that is why, that if we look at the Luach, there are two Zman, and there's Sof Zman blank, according to the Gra, and Sof Zman Kriyashva, according to the Magen Avram. Why? The Magen Avram is always earlier in the morning, because the Magen Avram calculates Shavuos Manios from Amud HaShachar to Tzeis HaKochavim. So he has more daylight to add into his 12 equal parts. That's why he always starts earlier. His later Zman, and later the day, or later. But in the morning, Sof Zman Kriyashma for the Magen Avram is always earlier. The Vilna Gaon is later. Why? Because the Gra holds that you calculate the Shavuos Zmanios from sunrise to sunset. So it's a shorter amount of time. That's why his Sof Zman Kriyashma is later. The Minhag Olam, the Chazon Ish said, Minhag Olam is like the Magen Avram, like the Gra. Like the Gra gets the Magen Avram. That's the Minhag of Klal Yisrael, and therefore, says the Chazon Ish, that's why most of the world, except for Yechidei Skula, go by the Gra's times, go by Sof Zman Kriyashma, Sof Zman Tefillah of the Gra. Except for one day. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that there's one day that we should follow the Zmanim of the Magen Avram, and that is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, because of the Chumra, the Chametz. So that's the day that some shuls have, the only day that they hold the Sof Zman Achila, and Sof Zman Biur, going like the Magen Avram, because of another, tacking on to the, another Chumra of Chametz, following the Magen Avram one day a year, the Sof Zmanim on Erev Pesach. Okay, but either way here, it's implicit, not a Raya, but it's implicit that it is sunrise and sunset. That's when the key times for the rain is. Okay. Bottom line, so the rabbis were Gozer Tainis and Lud v'chulu, and then what happened later on? The Mishnah said, if you remember back on Daf Yutes, it started raining, and they went and they said Hallel. They went out and they said Hallel. The language of the Mishnah was Meisers goes on. Belud v'yadlam shamim kodim chatzos. It rained before chatzos. Rabbi Tarfon says, go eat and make a yantif. And they went out and they ate and they made a yantif. And then they said, Hallel HaGadol, says the Gemara, V'nema Hallel Meikara. Why they wait? It rains, say Hallel right away. First do the Ruchnias and then do the Gashmias. Why go and eat? Zavaya V'rava, Dharmi Travayu, V'fisha'ein Omrim Hallel, Ella Al Nefesh Seveya V'keres Malaya. We only say Hallel when we're full, when we feel good. We feel good about it physically. That's when we say Hallel. Similar idea we have, if you remember, by Motsa'i Tisha B'Av, the poskim say, we shouldn't say Kiddush Levada right away. First, go break your fast. Right? If you have you break your fast in shul, eat something and then take Kiddush Levada. We're not supposed to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and go out to meet the Kabbalah Sparei Ashchina, as the Gemara says, Kiddush Levada is Ki'ilu Kabbalah Sparei Ashchina. We're only supposed to do that when we have eaten. So to hear, Hallel is only supposed to be said on a full stomach, or at least not on a totally empty stomach. Why? As Rashi quotes, Mitok Shekasev Bo, since it says in it, Nosein Lechem L'chol Basar, remember, Hallel HaGadol does not mean what we call Hallel. Hallel HaGadol is what we say Shabbos morning. Hodol Hashem Kidov Gidav Chasto, right, all of the Kilo Olam Chasto. See here, no says in there, Nosein Lechem L'chol Basar, Kilo Olam Chasto. So, No Eli Hisham Lehe Amer Al Hasova. I should feel good physically, and that is why we should go. That's why then they ate first. Aini, is this really true? Finishes the Gemara of our Papa Ikla lebe Knishta da Abi Gobar. Our Papa visited the shul of Abi Gobar, which Rashi says is either a person or a place. For Gazar Tainis, for Yardelav Gisham Machatzos, Vamar Hallel, for Yakar Achlu Vishasu. You see, they said Hallel first before they went to eat and drink. So Shiny Bnei Mechuza the Shchichi Bushechris. Those Bnei Mechuza people, you can't ever trust them. They would go and eat, they wouldn't come back. They would just get drunk, they wouldn't be able to say Hallel. So, Rav Papa made an executive decision and said, you know, in this situation, I'm going to say Hallel first because Otherwise, they're not going to come back and say it at all. You know, sometimes there's halacha, but there's flexibility. It's flexibility in terms of when something is said and when something is not said. Okay, Hadrolof says on Yos Elu. Now we get into the last parak here in Maseches Tainus. In Yonah Diyoma, as we get into the week of Shavas V'Tammuz, right, that's when we do the Dafim in Shas, the 4 or 5 Dafim in Shas, all about this time of year, and that is, as we will see, the 3 weeks, that's not in the Gemara, but the from Mishenichnas Av and the Shavua Shechalbo, that's going to come up right now as we get into that mode at this time of the year. Okay. B'shlosha prakim bashana. Parak shlosha prakim. At 3 times a year, kohanim nosinis kapayan arba pa'amim bayom. There are 3 times, that's what it sounds like from the Mishnah, that kohanim do nesias kapayim. That's a code word for Shmona Esrei, right? Kohanim do nesias kapayim, which is every Shmona Esrei, as it should be done. The Ramah, as we know, famous Ramah, quotes the different possibilities why we don't do nesias kapayim in chutz laretz. It's not a mitzvah hatluya baretz, so why is it bizman hazeh only done in Eretz Yisrael, except for Sfardim, who would do it anywhere? But says the Mishnah, b'shoshah b'kabashona, 3 times the kohanim do nesias kapayim 4 times a day. Arba pa'amim bayom, b'shachris, b'musaf, b'mincha, u'b'ne'ilah sha'arim. Not by Ma'ariv. There's no Nesias Kapayim by Ma'ariv, but by day, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ila. Just Derech Agav, in Eretz Yisrael, as we know, Nesias Kapayim is done, obviously, in every Tefillah, including Ne'ila. Mincha, we'll see by the Shem on Amid Beis, Mincha, the Minhag, is not to do it. Even on Yom Kippur, when we do it by every Tefillah, the Minhag is to do it by Shachris, Musaf, and Ne'ila. Not by Mincha, by the Shem, we'll see why later. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes, in Ilchus Yom Kippur, that this is what is done. Nosim Tav Reish Chav Gimel. Nosim Kapayim B'Ne'ila. Shulchan Aruch says, we do see his Kapayim B'Ne'ila. And the Ramah quotes, V'yad Minag V'Medinos Eilu Shlo Lisa Kapayim. The Minag, as I mentioned before, is never do see his Kapayim, except on Yatif and, let's say, on Yom Kippur by Musaf. That's it. V'omer Avinam Akenu. Okay, so you see Avinam Akenu, even when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. What's the latest to do see his Kapayim? As we know, there's no see his Kapayim B'Laila. So when is the latest? So different shuls have different minhagim. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah here, Nosim Kapayim B'Ne'ila Hainu Imhu Adayin Yom. If it is still daytime, he quotes Maskanas Achronim. Quotes in Shara Tzion. Avalim Kfar Chashecha Ein Nosim Kapayim. But if it's already dark, one doesn't do the Nesias Kapayim. The Iskish, the Nesias Kapayim Avoda, because the Nesias Kapayim is compared to Avoda, as it says, L'sharso u'lavarech bishmo, and Avodu dafka bayom, it's only by day. V'lachin, says the Mishnah Berurah, im azman katsar, if time is of the is short, if you're running late, yomur ha-piyutim achar ha-tfila, k'dei sh'yei Nesias Kapayim bayom. You should push off some of the piyutim of Shmona Esrei, right? Say them afterwards. I mean, we say a lot of piyutim and slichas and all the Yud Gimel Midos. We say it another 7 times in the Shema in Chazaras Hashatz. It's in Chutz Laretz, so just go straight. What's the difference? Right? But in Eretz Yisrael, where one is running late, sometimes some shuls flip it. They first finish Shmona Esrei, Chazaras Hashatz, and then they go back and do the slichas that they skipped. The Shaar Tzion here, he quotes, V'afilu imhu ben ha-shmashos, tzarech iyun. Even ben ha-shmashos is Sarachian, I'm not sure exactly how late one would be allowed. So there is the Piskei Tshuva's quotes for Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have 11 minutes after Shkia. Still have that flexibility. 11 minutes after Shkia. A couple different days in the contemporary postgame, how late one has, but even 11 minutes after Shkia, one could still do Nesias Kapayim. That's why, depending on every shul in Eretz Yisrael, has their own minhag in terms of do they flip it, do they try to do it earlier, because if you do it very, very early, so then you're stuck, and you have to say every Avinu Malkeinu out loud, you don't have to push for time. But again, different minhagim in Eretz Yisrael for the time period. But again, once it's Vadai Laila, for sure, whatever the case is, one doesn't do it to Siyas Kapayim, Bein Hashbashas. There are different tefillahs that we don't say at night. Right? Another one is Nefilas Apayim, right? Not just Nefilas Kapayim, Tachnun. Tachnun we also don't say at night. I have quoted in the past an unbelievable story that Rav Shradron writes in the biography of Rav Shradron. So he writes that when he was a young boy in yeshiva, exactly where I remember he was learning. So he was in yeshiva, and one time they were running late by mincha, and they come to, he was standing next to the Chazan, and the Daven Mincha was after Shkia, and right after the Chazan finished Hamvarach L'Mizol B'Shalom, he told the Chazan, Yiskadal, right? Because he assumed it was too late, you're not going to say Tachar, and he told Yiskadal. So the Chazan finished, and after Mincha, he says, he writes this, he was, I don't know, a teenager, and he says, the Rosh Yeshiva, whoever it was, went to the Bima, gave a clap on the Bima, and said, will the new Rosh Yeshiva bring me a Mr. Baruch Chelik Beis? And he's mamish, he can't move. He can't, his feet are frozen to the floor. And I get announced, will the new Rosh Yeshiva bring me Mr. Baruch Chelik Beis? And he said his friends had to carry him over to the farm, the shelf, get a Mr. Baruch, go to the Bima. Will the new Rosh Yeshiva open up to Simon whatever, Sifkatan, and read it for everyone? And he writes, it said, the Mishnah Berurah says, by Tefilas Apayim, you can do it even during Benesh Rashas. Even during Benesh Rashas, just not at night. He said he went to his dorm room and he didn't come out for 3 days. He didn't come out for 3 days. He stayed there until the Rosh Yeshiva, whoever it was, came to the dorm room, knocked on the door, and says, it was a learning experience and you're going to grow from this and you're going to become a great man. That's Rav Shardron, the Magid. Magid of Yerushalayim. That's what he tells the story. That's the only reason that I remember the halacha of that Mishnah Berurah, that you could say it even during Benesh Rashas. Because of that, will the new Rosh Yeshiva say it? Okay, back to our Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah said that Kohanim do Nesias Kapayim throughout the day, just not by Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musuf, Mincha, and Ne'ilas Sha'arim. What does it mean, Ne'ilas Sha'arim? We say Ne'ilah, the closing of the gates. So Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi. Rashi, again, a number of times in this Pesach, Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi. If you remember what we mentioned back on Daf Beis, a number of times already that the Maariv Chayes suggests that this isn't really Rashi, because Rashi does not usually quote so many Yerushalmis. Okay, either way, that is a Talmud of Rashi. Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi in Brachas, Emasai Ne'ilah Yesh Omrim Ne'ilas Sha'arei Mikdash, V'yesh Omrim Ne'ilas Sha'arei Shamayim, Shanoalin Le'es Erev Igmar Tefillah. Okay, either the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala or the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata, right? One of those is what's referred to by Ne'ila. What are the three times that the Kohanim do this? B'Ta'anios, B'Ma'amados, U'B'Yom HaKippurim. On fast days, on Ma'amados, Ma'amados, as we'll see later, but we'll mention it now, so we know the Kohanim was split up into 24 groups, and they each worked about 2 weeks out of the year. And besides the Kohanim, the Levium were also split up, and the Yisraelim were split up. Some of those Yisraelim went to Yerushalayim and acted as the representatives for Klal Yisrael by the Karban Tumen and other Karbanos, and the rest of them stayed home in their cities, and they fasted, and they had special laning, as we will see, Ben Shem, in a couple of minutes. So Elein Mama, so that's also, they had Ne'ilah on those days, Ubi Yom HaKippurim, and on Yom Kippur, obviously, which is the only day that we have Ne'ilah, Bizman Azeh. That's when they had Nesias Kapayim. Elohein Ma'amados. What are the Ma'amados? Lafishin Emar Tzavas B'nei Yisrael Es Karbani Lachmi. As it says by the Karban Tamid, Hashem says, command B'nei Yisrael. So, what do you mean B'nei Yisrael? V'hi Chehech Karbano Shal Adam Kara V'hu Eino Omid Al Gabav. How is it possible that a Karban will be brought and the Bailim of the Karban won't be there? You don't have Eino Omid Al Gabav. Hiskinu Nevi'im Harishonim Estrim V'arba Mishmaros. So that's why the early Nevi'im started with Moshe and then expanded by David and Shlomo. It's part of a mitzvah. Right? The Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. Chelek Echelu Levad Mimkarav Alavos. Right? So that Rashi and the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam all use that pasuk to teach me the Mishmaros, right? That they were split up in terms of when they used to come and when they used to sing and when they used to daven. They were split up. I'll call Mishmar a Mishmar, Hayamam and Yerushalayim. By every Mishmar there was a Maibed in Yerushalayim, Shel Kohanim, Shel Leviim, Shel Yisraelim. The Ritva says here it means the Kohanim weren't part of the Mishmar, but they were there also with the week of the Leviim and Yisraelim. And Higiyas Mana Mishbar Lalos, when it was time for the Mishbar to go, Kohanim V'Leviim Olim LiYerushalayim, as it says here, they used to go and do their service. The Yisrael Shavosho Mishmar, the Yisraelim in that Mishmar, some of them went to Yerushalayim also, but most of them stayed home. Wisconsin Law ran the carbon, my Sabratius. They used to stay home and have special lanings and read from my Sabratius. That's what they used to do. We can read the parentheses. Vanchi my name is Anar Arba Yom B'Shavua. They used to fast 4 days of the week. Miyom Beza Vad Yom Chamishi, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They used to fast during the week. V'loayim Asan and Erev Shabbos. Mipnei HaKavet Shabbos. They wouldn't fast on Erev Shabbos not to go into Shabbos feeling pain, v'lo be'echad b'shabes, k'dei sh'lo yetzu mi'menucha v'oneg li'yagia v'taynis v'yamusu. They don't have such extremes. Change your body from one extreme to the other extreme. So not on Sundays and not on Fridays. Interesting, we know we have one fast day that we do on a Friday. Right? Asar Bateves is on a Friday. The Abu Draham, we've quoted this earlier, quoted by the Beis Yosef, says, even if it would have fallen out on Shabbos, we would fast. Because there's a Pasuk, Asar Bateves is different. It says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. In the Pasuk in Yecheskel, that's why we'd fast no matter what. That's an exception to the rule. Then you have to figure out the love this. Why is that such a unique day? But that's an example.
Sunday we fast.
Right, Sunday we fast all the time. But Friday we never fast except for Asar Bateves. Sunday we do fast. Next year, not this coming year, but the following year, Tisha B'Av is going to be a Nitche, so we're going to fast on Sunday. So we're going to go straight. But generally, we don't like extremes going from eating a lot to not eating a lot. There's even a Shibali Haleket. Shibali Haleket says that we've discussed back in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and in Yuma the mitzvah, the only weekday of the year that is a mitzvah saseh to eat, Erev Yom Kippur. Have you get mitzvah to eat? So what's the svara for that? It's a mitzvah. Okay, gzeiras hakasa. But all the rishonim get into the act in terms of explaining what the svara is. So rov rishonim, Rashi in a few places, the Rosh say it's a mitzvah of hachana. Hashem knows that we are going to fast. It's the only day of the year that Hashem says that we have to fast. And in order, he knows we're going to eat anyway on Erev Yom Kippur, so he gives it a mitzvah, makes it a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah to eat, to be ready for Yom Kippur. Why? As the Achronim explain, Yom Kippur is not a day, we're not supposed to feel terrible on Yom Kippur, physically. We don't eat in order to be like Malachim. That's the purpose of the day. It's not like the other, it's not a day of Avelus. All the other fast days are Avelus, besides Tainus Esther. But Yom Kippur is not a day of Avelus. It's a day of Simcha. We don't eat to be like Malachim. So therefore, there's a mitzvah to eat beforehand so that we're not so uncomfortable. That is what Rov Rishonim say. The Shibali Haleket says just the opposite. It is a day of Hachana, but Hashem wants us to feel bad. And that's why if we eat a lot the day before, so then the next day will feel worse because of the extreme, like the Mishnah says right here. If you go from one extreme to the other, you'll feel worse, and therefore, says the Shibali Haleket, that's why there's a mitzvah to eat, so that you feel a little more in pain. Okay, so that is this is where he gets it from, right? This line of Shelo Yetzu Mi Menucha Va'oneg Liyagia Liyagia V'Tainus. There is an important chiddush of the Gvuras Ari that the Shagas Ari says right here in his commentary that Midinaka Lishna, Hech Karbono. The Mishnah says, how can a person's karbon be brought and he's not there? This idea of a person standing by his karbon, that's by all karbonos? Is a concept of sending a karbon out of a shliach? Is that only because of shluch hashalom kamoso? Mashma d'lav dafka tamid. Ela kol karbonos nami. It's mashma that all karbonos have this din. Vachanami mashma, in a couple of lines, we'll see, about karbon musaf and karbon eitzim. So he says, minolan de bim musaf boi mamad. V'koshi et karbon eitzim. To high kra, to tishmaru, he said it's only by the karbon tamid. So maybe the karbon tamid is unique. The Gemara says many times, you can't learn from the Karban Tamid. It's Khalil, it's Tadir. So who says you should learn it from two other Karbanas. So the Gevuras Ari has an amazing Chiddush. He says, V'nira li, devadai min hatorah eino tsarech mamad, ela tamid bilvad. Mida oraisa. The concept of stealing by your Karban is only by the Karban Tamid daraisa. All the other Karbanas, that's a dinder Rabbanan. Kein daraisa tikun. Even by all the current musafs, the high tishru atamid lechudkoi kidarmino leinin biker elo derabbanan tiklu lemitzvah mina muvchar lemusafin v'karben yachid. Jubail and Omdin al Gabon. And he quotes Rayas to that as well. That's an important ha'ara. You don't get that impression from the Mishnah, but the Gevuras Ari says by the karbet tamid it's a din daraisa. By the other karbanos, it is derabbanan. Okay. Now we continue right after the parentheses. Says the Mishnah, B'yom HaRishon, what did they read on the weekdays of the Ma'amados in the cities? So B'yom HaRishon, Bereshis, Vayihi Rakia, B'sheni, Yihi Rakia, Vayikavo Amayim, B'shlishi, Yikavo Amayim, Vayihi Ma'oros. Right, they read different parts of Ma'isa Bereshis. B'revi'i, Yihi Ma'oro, Behima oros v'yishritzu hamayim. V'chamishi yishritzu hamayim v'tosei haaretz. V'shishi v'tosei haaretz v'yachulu hashamayim. So they each read a couple of psukim in Bereshis. But each day, obviously we know, you have to have a minimum number of psukim. As we know, you need at least 10 psukim and 3 aliyos. The only day you don't have that is Purim. So it's a one unit. But besides that, you always need 3 aliyos. That was the takan of Kriyas HaTorah. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Parsha Gedola Kornos HaBishnayim. The larger section of whatever is read that day, you split that into 2 aliyos, Vaktana Biyachid. And the smaller one is split into 1 aliyah. Right, and Rashi goes through, which is the examples, which is the bigger one. This one has 5 psukim, this one has 2 psukim, 3 psukim. So you work it out, and sometimes you can repeat psukim, like the minhag is in some places to do on Rosh Chodesh. And that is all by Bishachris b'Musaf. That's what the Mishnah says. You had to do this by Shachris and by Musaf. U'b'mincha, we'll see in the Gemara, where does the word Musaf go with? We just read it according to one side, that it goes with Shachris. But Shachris and Musaf, you have that Kriya. By Mincha, Nichnasin v'Koran al-Pien, K'Koran eshema. And by Mincha, they just read it Balpeh. They read it Balpeh without having the actual laning and Erev Shabbos. B'Mincha, Lohayu Nichnasin m'Bnei Kavod HaShabbos. On Erev Shabbos, by Mincha, they would not go in because of Kavod Shabbos. They wouldn't have the laning. Even though, let's say, on Erev, Asar Batavis, we mentioned, we do have laning. We do have a Yechal on Mincha and Erev Shabbos, but they did not have that by the Ma'amados. Good. Do you have any time where you cancel? Where you cancel some of the extra tefilo said by the Ma'amados? So sometimes you do. Kol b'yom sheyesh bo halel. Ein ma'amid b'shachris. Any day that you say halel, let's say Chanukah, there is no ma'amad by shachris. Karban musaf, ein b'ne'ila. Whenever there is a carbon musaf brought, there is no ne'ilah that day. So now already, the Ritva notes, maybe we're talking here in the Mikdash. This isn't talking about the Ma'amadas outside. The Ma'amadas outside, they're not busy bringing the carbon musaf. So the Mishnah says, carbon musaf ain b'ne'ilah. And the Me'iri. The Ritva says here, finally, he says, Lo haya b'mashma ela al osan shebi Yerushalayim. Shahayu torudin osam la'amod ala carbon. Right, these halachos that we're reading now, that there are some tefilos that are knocked out because of some karbanos, that pashtus is only the ones in Yerushalayim. I'm sorry, we'll see, but he's going to quote another day. That's why we're going to see. Right, Rashi quotes that it's Rabbi Yerushalayim. So the Ritva quotes that, but he's going to quote another day. I'm sorry, reading it for the Ritva. Aval osan sheba areyam lo ayanitcha ma'amadan. Ela b'yom shayibo halal she'ein ma'amad v'shachris. Lamanu shebiyom karban esam karban chal gaspo. The yeshomrim, and then he says, maybe not. He says, maybe it includes everyone. Goes through the other day here. Then he cuts another machlokes, even by these karbanos. Well, we'll get to the next line. Let me leave that for a minute. Let me read the next line. Says the Mishnah in the continuation. Karban eitzim. What about the day that there is a karban eitzim? As we will have, we had it referred to already earlier in the Masechta. There were certain days during Bayis Sheni that they needed wood, and therefore there were certain families that came to the rescue and brought wood food for the Beis HaMikdash, and they gave them schar that every day of the anniversary of the day that they brought the wood to the Beis HaMikdash, they're able to have special treatment to the Beis HaMikdash. They can bring wood, even to the Beis HaMikdash doesn't need the wood. They can bring wood and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. There is a machlokas we've shown, and the Ritva says here, what does that mean? Just wood? Or would it go with a separate carbon? A real carbon? So again, he quotes two dayas. Yesh omrim shayim mevarim v'mizbeach v'fnei atzmo mino ha'etzim shehis rabu v'zeh hoya carbon ha'etzim. That was one day, but then he quotes, maybe not, maybe they brought a carbon along with their wood. He says, Lamanu shebiyom carbon ha'etzim, carbon chaluk la'atzmo. They brought another carbon, and along with it, either way, they had the special treatment on that day. So on the day of carbon ha'etzim, ein b'mincha, divrei Rabbi Akiva. There was no ma'amad by mincha. Amar lo ben Azai, kachaya Rabbi Yeshua shoneh. Rabbi Yeshua said the opposite, said ben Azai. Carbon musaf, ein b'mincha. On the day that there is a special carbon musaf, there is no ma'amad by mincha. Carbon eitzim ein b'ne'ila. But carbon eitzim is the opposite. There isn't by, is a ne'ila. Rashi and the Rambam both say, like that day that the Ritva quoted, that they bring a carbon nedava on the day that they have the carbon eitzim. It's not just the wood itself. The Ritva quoted that day of just the wood. And Chazer Rabbi Akiva liyo shona ke ben Azai. And Rabbi Akiva was chozer both to learn like ben Azai, like the second, that the musaf goes to mincha, and carbon eitzim ein b'ne'ila. Periods, that was the concept of being doches certain parts of tefillah. Zman atzei hakohen. So again, this doesn't say anything about certain days of happiness, right? The concept that we push off, let's say tachnun. Right? This doesn't say anything about that. Right? This is just about, it's a busy time in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why they're busy doing another tefillah. Right? The kazim of pushing off tachlin, that is totally not from here. That is based on something else. That is a certain day of simcha. So that's why you would push off tachlin in certain days. There were 9 days of the year that these carbon etzim, carbonus etzim, were brought. What were they? Bechar ben Nisan, ben Aruch ben Yehuda. Besher ben Tammuz, ben David ben Yehuda. These were the families. Bechamisha ba'av, ben Parosh ben Yehuda. Beshiva bo, ben Yonadav ben Rachav. Interestingly, there's a lot of days in Av. Right? Because that's when, if you think about it, in Av were the days that we'll see in the Gemara. That was the days that they stopped collecting wood for the Beis HaMikdash, because after then it started becoming rainy and wet, so you had to bring wood that was very dry. That's when a lot of these days were in the summer. Tammuz, and a couple of them are here in Av. So B'nai, on the 7th is B'nai Yonah ben Racha, Ba'asarabo. This is what we had referred to before. The 10th day of Av, B'nai Sana'a ben Binyamin. Remember we had this earlier in the Masechta, when there was a Tisha B'Av that was Nidche, and this was their day of Karban Eitzim, so they wouldn't have to be Mashlim this fasting. B'chamisha Aserbo, on the 15th of Av, B'nai Zesu ben Yehuda, V'imahem, Kohanim, V'levim, V'chamisha Tah, B'shifto. And anyone who didn't remember, who remembered that they had a Karban Eitzim, but they weren't sure which one it was, so they did it on this day. Ubede gon v'elu, ubede kote ketzios. Also those families, we'll see in the Gemara why those families were called what they were called. Be'esrim bo, b'nei pachas moav ben Yehuda. On the 20th day. Be'esrim be'elul, b'nei adin ben Yehuda. So it was a, most of them were in the summer time. Be'echad beteves, but now we get into the winter. Shavu b'nei paroshnia, b'nei parosh brought it a second time. Be'echad beteves, and on that day, lohaya bo mamud. They didn't have a mammon on that day. Why? Shaybo halal v'karben mosav v'karben eitzim. That's Chanukah. The first day of Teves is Rosh Chodesh on Chanukah. So they would have halal that day, and a karben mosav that day, and a karben eitzim. It was a busy day in the time. So those were the 9 days of the karben ha'eitzim. So as we said before, there was no ne'ilah on that day. There was no mammon by ne'ilah. Okay, here we go. Next section. Again, in the Mishnah, this is a separate Mishnah, but here it's written as one long Mishnah. The five famous events that happened on the 17th day of Tammuz, and 5 events that happened on Tisha B'Av. The Ben Yoyada says 10 altogether because we violated Aseres HaDibros. Right, that's why the 5 events each time, 5 and 5, interestingly, there is no Gemara that parallels 5 and 5. As we mentioned in the Torah, in the Torah, it's 10. Who says it's 5 and 5? Maybe it's 7 and 3. Who says on the Luchos they were 5 and 5? The Midrashim say 5 and 5. But in the Torah, it doesn't say anything about 5 and 5. And there are a lot more words on the first 5 Dibros than the last 5 Dibros. Meaning, the second Luach was much heavier. Because more words, it was all engraved. So the words were knocked out. It was engraved. So there's less stone where there are more words. So the other side was much heavier. But Chazal understand that it was 5 and 5. So maybe here it all told is an illusion. It's 5 on each day if it's connected to the Aseres HaDibros. B'Shavas v'Tammuz, the 17th day of Tammuz, the 5 events. The Shabar HaLuchos, the Luchos were broken. Ubatel, remember that was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to come down. B'Shavas v'Tammuz is 40 days after Shavuos. Right, and that was the day that Hashem says, Shichei Samcha. Ubatel HaTamid, the carbon Tamid was Mevutal. Right, that's also the story that's graphically described in the Yerushalmi here. The Yerushalmi describes Amar Rebbe Levi, B'yimei Malchus Yavan, Ha'yim Mishal Shalom Lahem, Shtei Kupo Shal Zahav. They used to send down, with the war, the Yerushalmi was besieged, they used to send down gold, V'yomal and Shnei Kvasim, they used to send up sheep, to go up to function as the carbon tamid. Pamacha Shushlam Shtei Kupo Shal Zahav. So one time they sent down the gold, V'he'alu Lahem Shnei Chazirim, they sent up 2 pigs instead. Lo hispiku lahagia lamachzis achoma. If the pigs didn't even reach up the half the wall, ad shenoatz hachazir, until the chazir stuck his claws into the wall, the kafatz me'eretz Yisrael arbo and pasal, bosa shah garmo avonus ubatal atamid v'char v'abayis. Right, it was a little more graphically described in Yerushalmi. The carbon tamid stopped that day. That was the day that the pig grabbed in and there was a screech and the carbon tamid, which is the symbol of our avoda, the symbol of the avoda, that was the basic avoda, the carbon tamid, that stopped. V'huvka ha'ir, and the walls were breached. V'sarav apostamus is a Torah, and again, this was Yavan, You always have to know which tsara happened in which time period. So Apostolos was a Greek general, so that's when he burned the Torah in public. Some say it was the Torah of Ezra HaSofer, which is not just any Torah. That was the Torah that was the model for all Torahs to be modeled after. And there was a tselem put, Menashe, put a tselem in the Beis HaMikdash. Those were the five of Shvasa Batamas. B'Tisha B'Av, Nigzor Avosin Shleikos La'aretz. At Tisha B'Av, that was the day that the Meraglim came back, and there was the Gzeira, that they're not allowed to go in. V'Chor V'Abayis HaRibari Shona U'Bishniya, and the Chorban Bayis occurred on the first and the second. Tosfos referred to this earlier. Tosfos said, you know, if it's five and five, so why does Tisha B'Av more chomer than Shvasa Batamas? Right, if Bala Megillas Tainis, right, we had the whole discussion, it was Ebel Rosh Hashanah, so why is Tisha B'Av worse? So Tosfos said, because the same Tzara happened twice. That reflects something different than unique in a bad way, but unique. Vinilka da Beitar, and Beitar was destroyed, Venechra Shahair, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over. What was Beitar? Zadavka, city of Beitar, that was the day of Beitar's being destroyed. The Rambam adds in one line of history here. The Rambam says, when he talks about these five saras, he says, the Tisha B'Av, v'nilkata ir gedola u'beitar shema, v'hayuba alafim v'rivavos mi'Yisrael. There were tens of thousands of Jews there that were all massacred. V'hayolahem melech gadol. And they had a king. V'dimu kol Yisrael v'gdole achachamim shehu melech ha-mashiach. This is Bar Kokhba. Bar Kokhba, we read, where does the word, Bar Kuziba, where does Bar Kokhba come? Yesterday's Parsha. Rabbi Kiva gave the name, Dorak Kochav Miyakov. That's why Rabbi Kiva called him Bar Kokhba. And they thought, here it doesn't mention his name. He says, they thought he was Mashiach. V'nafal bi'argayim, v'nehergu kulam, v'haysa tzara gedola, kubo churban amigdash. That's the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Tainis. Right, and that's why there's a beautiful tzlach in Brachas, where the tzlach describes, why is it, out of all the tragedies, right, we have one, this one, we have this tragedy, we have a separate, it's one of the five tragedies, and also, years later, when they finally got into Beitar, and none of the bodies were decomposed, and they were zochet to be kover, all of the bodies, and they made the bracha v'atov ha'metim, the fourth bracha benching was made, when they finally were zochet to give the people of Beitar Kavura, which we're going to have later on, but a couple of days also. That was one of the six happy events that happened on Tu B'Av. We'll see. So, why is that such a great event? So, explains the Tzlach, Vanod Bihud in Brachas. Remember what happened with Beitar. This was the final nail in the coffin of Am Yisrael. This was 150 years after Churban Abayis. And remember, the last Beis HaMikdash, the Golos only lasted 70 years. So here, everybody's like, we have a king. There was a false Mashiach, which they didn't know at the time. It was a Mashiach, and they said, okay, we're going to go back. It's going to be great and wonderful. It's going to be another short gullus. And then what happens? They're all massacred. Their false Mashiach, Rabbi Akiva, thought he was Mashiach. He was killed. They're like, forget it. They thought Hashem really left them. Remember, this was also the beginning of the time of Christianity. So what were they saying? Hashem has forsaken the chosen people. He's chosen a different chosen people, and forget it. This was the time. So the miracle of the bodies not decomposing, says the Tzlach, this was a chizik for Am Yisrael. Hashem is still with you. Don't worry. He still loves you. You're still Am HaNivchar. And that's why they made the bracha v'atov ha'metiv. Dafka then, because this wasn't stam a nes. This was a specific nes that was needed. Just like the tzara was unique, because this was the nail in the coffin, and that's why it's considered one of the five tzaras of Shavasa v'Tamuz, but the miracle following the Tzara was also unique. Again, that's the Rambam. You can also look in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. In the end of Hilchos Malachim, the unedited version, not the edited version of the regular Mishnah Torah. If you look in the Frankel Rambam, he has an extra 15 lines there, all about Bar Kokhba, and about Yeshu, and about Oso Yishmaeli, right, that he talks about in the end, where he talks about also the false Mashiachs throughout history, and what the purpose of all of the false Mashiach is, to bring us closer to the real Mashiach. Right, that's the Rambam's Lashon there, in the end of Vilz Malachim. At the end, we'll read it if there's time. But anyway, we continue now. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishin Nichnas Av Mimatin Besimcha. When Av starts, Mima'atin B'Simcha. That's quoted in, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Tav, Kuf, Nun, Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mishenechna Asav Mima'atin B'Simcha. He quotes that in the first line of the Shulchan Aruch, leading into the week of Tisha B'Av. That's all it says about Mishneh Nechnas Av. What else starts from Rosh Chodesh Av? The Mishnah doesn't say anything. Now the Mishnah jumps to Shavuot Shechalbo. The most chomer time is Shavuot Shechalbo. Keep in mind, many times people think about the days of Svira and the days of the 9 days and the Shavuot Shechalbo. Svira is much more kal. Why? Because there's nothing in Shas about Svira. There's nothing in Shas. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim died between Pesach and Shavuot. That's it. No Nihugim. The Nihugim are only post-Gemara. The Gaonim quote Nihugim about haircuts and weddings. And then later on, it's even more expanded. But there's nothing in Shas besides that line about Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim. Shavuot Shechalbo, that's in the Mishnah. Rosh Chodesh Av, it's in the Mishnah. The 3 weeks is not. That's already not in the Gemara. But that is at least Shavuot Shechalbo and Tisha B'Av. So, Mishnah Kodam Adem B'Simcha, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios Pesocha, the week of Tisha B'Av, Asur Mila Sapra, Mila Chabes, no haircuts, no washing, U'B'Chamishi Mutar M'nei Kavad HaShabbos, but on Thursday it is Mutar because of Kavad Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochal Adam, so Erev Tisha B'Av, we should be in a state of mourning already. So Lo Yochal Adam, Shei Tafshilin, we should not eat two cooked foods. That gives me a lot of pleasure. So no cooked foods. The Ritva here says, and you don't have the same definition as you have by other halachas. Like by Erev Tavshilin, you need two cooked items. Or by other areas. Sometimes you have like fish and the fish brine on it. Is that called two cooked foods? Right? Dog ubeitzim sha'alav. So the Ritva says right here, even if for other areas of halacha it's considered two, here it's not called two. You don't have special hana'ah. Special oneg by as if it's two when you have the fish and the fish brine. So this is all about tainuk. So it has a different definition than elsewhere. Lo yochal basar, lo yishayayin, no meat, no wine. Rav Shimon Gamliel lo mer yishana, do something different. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Rabbi Yehuda machayiv b'kfiyas hamita. Rabbi Yehuda obligates even kfiyas hamita, turning over the beds, which is a nihug of avelim. V'lahodu lo chachamim. The chacham do not agree to that. We don't have time to go through it fully, but Rav Soloveitchik develops the idea in a number of his writings. He's quoted, if you want to look it up, in Shi'urei HaRav on Inyani Avelus and Tisha B'Av in Siman Beis, the nihug of Kfiyas Hamita. It's an interesting nihug, what that means. Turning over the beds. First of all, what's the message? But they used to have beds that could flip, that could be unraveled, that you could let down the mattress. What's the symbol of that? And you find sometimes there's a machlokas tanoim, fascinating machlokas tanoim, which Bez Hashem will have in Moed Katan. When do you go for the mitos? When do you go for the mitos? Me'imasai. Is it right when they carry the person, the nifter out to go bury? Or only after kvura? When does the chi of a fias amita start? Some say mi pesach mi sheyasa oni mi pesach beisel olechas the kvuras ames or mi sheyasa magolel. Why would it start right when he leaves to go bury? Why would it start then? So this and other halachas pointed to the direction that kfiyas amita is a din not in of nihuge avelus but a din in base avel. There's a din in the base haavel, not just din in what a person does. But a din in the creation of the house of an avel. And that's separate from the nihugim. So that could start separate from when the avel has to do something. Right? When does kfiyas hamita start? Another machlokas tanoim. On Erev Shabbos, when can you put the beds up? So some say, right, much earlier in the day. Much earlier in the day. And others say, no, only right, with enough time, you know, that you need before Shabbos. Let me quote. Me'ema says, Zogar Tzavidas Erev Shabbos. Min amincha ulamala. So you turn over the beds earlier, but you're not going to sit on it until Shabbos. So what does that mean? Because you might say there's a difference between the Nihugei Avelus and Beis Avel. That's why Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion that not only could an Avel not learn Torah, but let's say two people are in a Beis Avel in a Shiva house. Amongst themselves, they weren't allowed to learn Torah. Or Shein LaShalom, Rav Soloveitchik felt. The Aruch HaShulchan also quotes this. Let's say a lot of times we see people we haven't seen in like years in a Beis HaAvel. So we don't like to say hello in a Beis HaAvel anyway, but at least we'll say sometimes a nice hello quietly. Rav Soloveitchik said it was inappropriate. He felt She'el HaShalom was not just a din in the Avel, but a din in the Beis HaAvel. And therefore we shouldn't be saying hello. Not als just inappropriate, but als halacha. Right? Because it's a din in Beis HaAvel. Talmud Torah, She'el HaShalom. Either way, that's Kfiyas Hamita. But the Chachamim did not think that that's what is done on Tisha B'Av. The greatest holidays of the year were two Ba'av and Yom Kippur. Shebahen benos Yisrushalayim. And with the Gemara, we'll talk about obviously why. Shebahen benos Yisrushalayim Yosef Bechlei Lavan Sheulin. On those days, everybody used to borrow clothing. Why? Shalalavayis is Misha Einlo. So nobody will be embarrassed that they can't afford nice clothing. V'cholakeilim tunin tefillah. Before they would put on the clothing, they would have to put them in a mikvah. Because fine, they're not, everybody would borrow each other's clothing, but maybe it's Tameh. Maybe this woman was a Nida. So you gotta put the clothing in the mikvah beforehand. Ubenos Yerushalayim Yotzos, the Cholos Bikramim, they used to make circles in the vineyards. Umaha Yomros, what did they say? Bechar Sanei Nechore, Mata Bara Lecha, Alba Pik, meaning pig, meaning they used to have a big shidduch party. Right, on Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. The Gemara will explain why is this. It started on Tu B'Av. Right, Tu B'Av was a day, two of the reasons that Tu B'Av is a special day has to do with Shiduchim. And that's why they used to try to make Shiduchim on this day. Al Tinei Necha Benoi, Tinei Necha B'Mishpacha, and don't just look at my physical beauty, look at my background, look at my Mishpacha. Sheker Achei Ve'Evel Ayofi, Isha Yiras Hashem Yitis Halal. V'Omer Tzulam Yipriyadeha, V'Halu B'Sharim Ma'aseha. Right, look at the beauty. V'Cheinu Omer Tzener Rena B'Rotz Yushion, B'Melach Shlomo, B'Atara She'itrolo Imo, B'Yom Chasunaso, U'B'Yom Simchas Libo. What is that? We want to finish the Masechta on a happy note. What does that mean? On the day of his wedding and on the day of his Simcha, B'yom Chasunaso, Zumatan Torah, B'yom Simchas Libo, Zebinyan Beis Hamigdash, Sheibana, B'mheira V'yameinu. We don't want to end with Av and Churban, so we end with that line. There's an amazing Netziv in the beginning of Parsha Shmini who explains why is Yom Chasunaso, Zumatan Torah, and Simchas Libo is Beis Hamigdash? Why is it Matan Torah, Simchas Libo? So the Netziv says, a lot of times at a wedding, the chasan and kala are just too busy to enjoy it. He says there's stuff going on and they're busy, and even though the pair, it's just craziness, it's so busy. He says, when can they enjoy it? Afterwards. When they're at home, and they have private time, and they're relaxing. Even after Sheva Bracha, sometimes it's crazy. So he says, Matan Torah, there was Brukim and Kolos, and he says, that was like a wedding. That was like a wedding, but it wasn't full, you know, not relaxing, but just appreciating and having time. That's Simchas Libo. Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Hashrash Hashchina, that's after the wedding. That's after the wedding. In the house, when Hashem, when Ish V'Isha, right, Hashem's name is in the word, Shechina Ben Ayem. He says that's why a wedding and after Sheva Brachas is like Matan Torah and Hashrash Hashchina in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. Biter says the Gemara, Bishlosha Pragim Mashana, Kohanim Nosin Eskabayim. So as we said, three times a year, Kohanim Dunasi Eskapayim. Taniyos on my mother's Mika, Musaf? What do you mean four times? There's no Musaf on the fast days, or on the Ma'amados. So, Chisra Masra Rachik Tani. No, this is how the Mishnah should read. Bishlosha Pragim, Kohanim Nosin Eskapayim, Kozmanshim Espalalin. There are three times a year that the Kohanim Duchin, Dunasi Eskapayim, whenever they daven. The Yesh Mehen Arba Pamim Bayom. And some of those special days even have four times, not just three. Shachres Umusav Mincha V'Nil Sharim. The Eluhain Shlosha Prakim. What are the three times? Taniyos Mamados Yom Kippurim. You're right. Taniyos Mamados have only three times, even though Yom Kippur has four times. Amar of Nachmin, Amar Rabba Barav Avua Zudeb Rabbi Meir, Avachachamim Omrim, Shachres Umusav, Yesh Banasi Eskapayim, Mincha Ne'ila Ein Bem Nasi Eskapayim. The Chachamim say, no, there's no Nasi Eskapayim by Ne'ila. Man Chachamim, why? Who are these Chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda, he, Detanya, Shachres Umusav, Mincha Ne'ila, Kulam Yesh Bem Nasi Eskapayim, De Rabbi Meir, that's like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Shachres Umusav, Yesh Bem Nasi Eskapayim, Mincha Ne'ila Ein Bem Nasi Eskapayim. We'll see why. Rabbi Yossi Omer, a third Shita. Ne'ila yesh banasi eskapayim, mincha ein banasi eskapayim. Ne'ila and not mincha. But my commitment, what's the root of all these shitas? Rabbi Meir, Savar Meir, who says, you do it by all of them. Kol yoma, time amaylo parshi koni adayah b'minchasa. Why don't Kohanim duchin every day by mincha? Remember, in the Torah, there's no shir given for nasi eskapayim. That's what the Stiple discusses in Brachas. There are a couple of mitzvahs that there's no shir given. So how do you know how often to do it? Nasi eskapayim. Tefillah on a daraisa level. Or tefillin. So how do you know? So the disciple says, whenever there's no shir, you know what you say? Once a day, every day. Once a day, every day. What's an exception to that rule? Remembering Amalek. We don't remember Amalek every day. That's once a year. So why? Because there it says lo tishkach also. So forgetting the Gemara says is once every 12 months. But any other mitzvah, it's once a day, every day. So there's no chia for a kohen to duchen more than once a day. Once he duchen once a day, that's it. He fulfilled his mitzvah. He can duchen more. So if he can, so when should he duchen? So Rabbi Meir says, well, normally he doesn't duchen in the afternoon. Why? B'minchasa mishum shechrus. Because we're worried a kohen... the Sias Kavayim is compared to avoda. You can't duchen when after you drank wine. You can't do avoda after you drunk wine. So to duchening. So to the Sias Kavayim. So ha'inna leka shechrus. So today, when you're fasting, there's no worry, and therefore, Rabbi Meir says, there's the Sias Kavayim by every tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Shachris u'musaf, they call Yoma lo Shchiach Shechris lo Gazubu Rabbanan. Rabbi says only the morning tefillos. Mincha v'ni'ila, they call Yoma Shchicha Shechris Gazubu Rabbanan. Where goes there? Mincha ni'ila, unto other days. Rabbi Yossi Savar, no. Mincha di'isa b'chal Yoma Gazubu Rabbanan. Mincha, fine, I'll give it to you. Mincha will be gozer, because every day there's a mincha. So mincha, I'll say there's a gzeira. Ne'ila delesa, v'chol yomalo gazubu rabbana. But ne'ila, there's never a parallel. There's no need to make such a gzeira. Am Rabbi Yehuda Marav, halacha k'Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, nagu am k'Rabbi Meir. V'Rava Amar, minna k'Rabbi Meir. What's the difference between those three? Halacha minagur nohagu. The Gemara explains. Man da amar halacha k'Rabbi Meir dashtina la bapirka. If you say that halacha is like Meir, so you write that in Shulchan Aruch. You give shir about that. You tell everybody. Do it. Man da amar minhag. The one who says minhag. Midrash lo darshina. You don't give a shir about it, but a ruya marinan. But you give a halachic psak about it if somebody asks you. Uman da amar nagu, that's the most bidi avid lashon. O ruye lo marinan, you don't tell them to do it, but the avid lo marinan lay. But if they did it, fine, and you don't say anything afterwards. So three different levels. For avnachmin amar halacha kareb yosi. For avnachmin halacha kareb yosi, the Gemara adds off. For halacha kareb yosi, the halacha is like Reb Yosi. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Chaf Tes, the big long siman about Nesias Kapayim is Kuf Chaf Ches. That has many different seifim. Right, it has 45 seifim. But Kuf Chaf Tes is very short. Be'ezet tefila nosim kapayim. Which tefila? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Nesias Kapayim Ella b'shachris u'musuf u'ni'ila b'yom sheyesh bo ni'ila k'mo b'yom ha'kipur ma'avolo b'mincha mishum d'shchicha shichris ba'osa shah shema yikon shikar v'gazu mincha shaltainis atu mincha shar yamim. That is the Shulchan Aruch's first line. But then he has another line, and let's wait to do this line before we say the next piece of the Gemara. One more line, back to the Gemara. V'ha'idna, my time at Parshikoni Yadayah b'minchasa d'taneisa. Why b'zman hazeh, v'yod Eretz Yisrael? They duchen, mincha netainis. Right, that is, by the way, why on a fast day, chutz laaretz yisrael kenu l'kei avoseinu. Right, because why do you do duchin? Kivan de b'soma pashkia sacham a kaparshi ketfilas ni'ila damya, because it's close to shkia, it's like a ni'ila, and therefore you can do it. That's the next line of the Shulchan Aruch. Avo b'tainis she'ein bo ni'ila ho'il. So if you have a ni'ila, you don't duchin by mincha. That's why in Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael there's no duchen by mincha. Aval b'tayne she'in bo ne'ila ho v'tfilas mincha samach l'shkiya sachama he domel l'ne'ila ve'ena mischalefes b'mincha shoshar yamim. You're not worried. Hilkach yesh ba nesiyas kapayim. Therefore there is nesiyas kapayim. And the Ramah already quotes the mincha chutz laaretz is not like. There is a big shaila in the poskim in Eretz Yisrael. What if you daven mincha gedola? What if you daven mincha gedola on a tayne seabor? Do you duchen then? So zivir minhagim. Some say no, because the Gemara here says the only reason that it's not going to be, you don't make a gzera to other minchas, because samach l'shkiya sachama. That's mincha ketana. Mincha gedola, that's samach l'shkiya sachama. A. Or, that's the minchah of some, but others, the minchah of some places, no, you don't even have mincha gedola. Because samach l'shkiya sachama means mincha. Mincha, samach l'shkiya sachama means it takes the place of ni'ila. That's just another way of saying there's no ni'ila that day. But on a fast day there is no ni'ila, so even if you have mincha gedola, so different minhagim in Eretz Yisrael to follow a different thing. There is an amazing Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses, among other achronim, what is the uniqueness of tefilas mincha? In mincha, the Gemara says in Brachas that Eliyahu Navi is only answered by mincha, aneni Hashem aneni. What's so unique about mincha? So the Tur writes, we've quoted this before, the Tur writes in Reish Lamed Beis that mincha is the hardest tefillah. When it comes to Shachris, you wake up in the morning, you daven. Maariv, you go to sleep, before you go to sleep, you daven. Mincha, you're in the middle of your business, you're doing everything, you gotta run to catch a mincha in the middle. That's why it's so hard. That's the tour. But if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, and this will finish, the Aruch HaShulchan says, no. He doesn't quote this Gemara, but he probably bases it on this Gemara. Mincha is the last time you talk to Hashem on the halachic day. So he says, it's like a ne'ilah every day. The mincha here, it's not exactly what our Gemara says, but he says, it's like ne'ilah every day. He says, Yadua, the Bashas HaKorv is Mincha, Yimanaskin, Nisach HaYayin, Vashar Alavim, Beklei Shir, El Shabbat Arbaim, Havi Yoser, Ace Ratzon, Misha Mincha, Hi Vesov, Kol HaAvodos, Venimpsa, Shah Mincha, Shabbat Arbaim, Yavoda, Achrona, Shalayom, Vechaviva, Uritsuya, Kimo, Tfilas Ni'ila, Biyom HaKippurim. Every day Mincha is like Ni'ila. V'lachein ha'az hu ha'is ratzon. V'lachein omar v'chulu, it continues. That's why mincha is chaviva. So here it doesn't say that exact thing, but the Aruch HaShulchan says every day mincha has the bechina of ne'ila. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue in terms of how much does one have to drink to aser duchening, and we'll get into the mishmaros, that's tomorrow's daf, and other important issues here in the last parak of Tainus. Okay, we'll stop here.